to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage, with your hosts,
Laura Lee and
Manny MUA.
Hey.
Manny MUA, hey, if
Manny
you're nasty.
Manny MUA. Gay.
Or
if it's Pride Month.
In June.
In June is Manny MUA. Gay. Gay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could not agree more. Yes. But you guys, you already know.
You get those Pride sponsorships, baby.
Where are they? I want where every month to be June.
I know.
And Hispanic Heritage Month.
Baby, I don't even got a month. I don't got no months.
That was a yeah, you do.
Oh, Women Internet, but they ain't sponsoring nobody. Huh? Oh, it's International it's Women's Month, but I mean, like, we don't, there's no sponsorships for being a woman. No. No.
Lord, this is crazy. I know exactly what you're saying.
They don't
I know,
give sponsorships
I know what you're saying.
For that.
Sometimes, like, so it's, but we're saying this because sometimes during Pride,
they,
brands will pay a little bit more attention to the LGBTQ community.
A lot more attention. They wake up. They're like, oh yeah.
Oh
yeah, there's that. We should throw some money at that.
Yes, it's very much that. So that's why it's just funny how, like, during that month, it's like, oh my goodness, don't forget to work with the gays.
I'm Manny MUA Gay.
I'm Manny MUA Gay. And I am a queer.
I hope you guys are enjoying the ASMR because I'm eating a Rice Krispie on a podcast.
I mean, honestly, at this point, we were desperate.
The level of unprofessionalism on this podcast.
Far too much.
Nasty.
But the thing is, we ordered food, but like, honestly, it came from the wrong place.
It came from a Chipotle in Simi Valley, which is very, very far from where we're at.
I don't know how it came from that Chipotle.
I don't want to talk about it.
So
I placed the order.
Mm-hmm. We are desperate currently, and I just had a Rice Krispie treat and a Kind bar.
Yeah.
So we had to start.
Yeah, we had to get it going. Uh-huh. And I'm still finishing off my Rice Krispie. Support from today's episode comes from OneSkin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started with 15% off using code FULL at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code FULL. After your purchase, they'll ask you if you've heard about them. Please show your support and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin.
Thank you so much to Liquid IV for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage, you guys.
One stick of Liquid IV with a 16-ounce bottle of water hydrates you better than just water alone. No artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. It also has 8 vitamins and nutrients for your everyday wellness, and it's non-GMO.
However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code FULL at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code FULL at liquidiv.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Mm. But anyways, we're going to do a rapid fire. We're going to talk about Love is Blind reunion. You know, we got the tea on that. We're going to do TikTok ban. Kate Middleton's missing. So much more.
J-Lo getting wrecked on TikTok. Oh, my God. There's a lot going on. And I just, you know, I love the hot topics.
I love the hot topics.
I love the hot topics. You know that.
So with that being said, let's start with peaks and pits. Manny, give us something.
Okay, my peak is going to be today. That is Friday that you guys are watching this. My launch is live. I'm so excited. So happy and excited that finally my Moon Shroom collection. Now I can talk about it. It's nice to just be able to like, this is the short collection. Highlighter palette, color palette, three glosses. So excited
Did
to finally
have it
come out.
Did you get any comments about the poopy?
Did I?
The full fam is everywhere.
Did I? I had like literally like 600 comments.
My master plan worked.
And it was like the shit emoji. It was mosquito. It was a mosquito and ants. Like it was that. There was like the IBS collection. It really was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. And I love. See, this is why it's so funny to talk about things behind the scenes.
We have our inside jokes with full
fam. We have inside jokes, and I love it so much. And it's so funny because I'm imagining people that don't listen to full coverage that follow me, and they're seeing the jokes, and they're like, what has this has? And my assistant literally yesterday, she goes, I have a question. Why are people commenting shit emojis all over the posts? And I'm like, oh, so it's like an
your assistant's
joke.
Like, I'm blocking everyone.
No. And I told her, I was like, emoji. No, because she was like, someone said that was the IBS collection and it like offended me. And I was like, no, it's not.
Inside
like,
joke.
It's actually an inside joke. You don't have to like delete it. Like, don't respond to it or whatever. It was really, really funny. So I'm just excited. It is now officially live. I'm really, really stoked about it. You can use code Laura Lee.
What's
to save
all,
some coin.
Hold on. What's all in the collection?
A color palette.
How many shades?
18. 18 shade color palette.
Dang.
It's built out like my nude prism is.
So you
have the entire
shimmers.
Middle row is shimmer. And then it's the 12 mattes. And then we have a highlighter palette with four highlighters. I'm wearing the blush highlighter today. It's literally some of the prettiest highlighters I've like ever done. Like,
oh,
truly,
yeah.
They're amazing.
They look incredible.
And then I have three glosses. So
the glosses are hot fire.
They're incredible. And I did one. Do you remember like I did a video about a while back and it was like about Lunar Beauty launches I never came out with or things that like were like just fails. That gloss, because people liked it so much, is in this collection.
Oh my God.
Mm, it's called Soul and it's like a bronze gloss.
Name. Okay. Uh-huh.
A bronze gloss with gold shimmer. So I'm really excited. It's fucking cunt. Like the whole entire collection.
And is it a bundle so they can save money?
It's bundled. The whole collection has a bundle and then a gloss bundle and then everything else individually.
So you can just get the glosses mm-hmm. if you want to do the gloss bundle. Mm-hmm.
And everything else individually. So if you guys can use Laura's code, affiliates codes, or whatever, if you want to do individuals.
I know your account gets blown up. Mine does too. Whenever codes don't work on bundles. So I just want to clarify that because I know it confuses
people. And it's funny because I always say it. Every video I do, like every like review,
they're like,
I'm like,
the code's not working.
Codes don't work on the bundles, you guys.
Like, you're buying a bundle.
They
it's because the bundles are discounted.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's too much
of a discount
to lose if you were to do affiliates on top of a bundle. Like
discount.
15% off plus an affiliate codes discount off. It's too much. Like brands tend to like, they would probably lose money in that situation.
Do you know what I saw a TikToker post and they were saying, because you were talking about affiliations, and they were basically saying like, anytime a TikToker or an influencer posts any type of link, I make sure to click the product that I like, go around the link, re-Google the product, find a different link, and then check out. Like, they were like, I spend a lot of extra time to make sure the TikToker doesn't earn any money because influencers are rotten and who gives a fuck. And I was That's really amazing that you spend that much time for the influencer who told you about the product and like showed you the product and bought
that
the product
really
themselves
that the
you
product.
Love from the product. I was like, that's awesome and you should keep doing that. But if there's ever a point in time in your life where you're hustling, trying to make things happen, I hope people go out of their way to make sure they don't help you.
1,000%.
That's what you're doing. That's
it's
what
like,
you're doing.
I hope that, no, it's so, okay, this is what I imagine. I imagine like, let's say a car salesman and they showed you the car. They fucking sold you the car. They're obsessed with this car. You're like, oh my God, I'm totally buying this car. So you go to another sales associate. You're like, I want to buy this car.
To make sure they don't get any commission. To make sure. So it's like, yeah, that's literally do that. Like,
do that.
I get it. Like, if you don't want to put money
trust,
in influencers'
absolutely.
Pocket, you don't trust them, like, honestly, do that. But the way the universe works is, when you're trying your hardest,
they're gonna slap you.
It
when
comes
you're down.
Right back around.
It'll always come back around. Like
it
that's
does.
Just the reality of life.
It really
and it's
does.
Like if you really, I mean, I will say it's funny because like we were just talking about this. So sometimes I'm like, if I see like a commission linked on TikTok, I'm kind of like,
Yeah, because I know you're trying to sell me something, so I get it. Uh-huh. And that's why I say, like, at the same time, I wasn't even mad at the TikTok. I was like, I get it. Like, I get it. Like, I would never go that far.
Never.
Ever.
If I want it, I'm buying it.
Maybe I'm clicking the link and I'm buying.
Me too. Because
I recently am doing a TikTok shop video. And, like, so I'm going through and buying all the stuff people are trying to sell me.
Yes.
And I'm using their affiliated links.
Of course.
I want them to make money. Great.
Especially if it looks cool. I'm like, okay, great. You sold me.
Yeah. Like, amazing. I hope you make money off of it. You're working. You're hustling.
I buy things from TikTok shop. I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes they will absolutely get me. And sometimes I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like you're trying to get me. And then that's when I'm kind of like, okay, I'll like kind of scroll and stuff like that. Cause I'm like, okay, I get what you're doing. And I'm like, go you like grind, make your coin.
But I'm not interested
sometimes
right
I'm
now.
I'm not interested, you know, in the grind.
Yeah. So. Well, see, that's why me and you always said, like, whenever TikTok brought out TikTok shop and it was like bamboozled with people trying to sell shit because they were promoting that. We weren't even mad at the influencers. It's TikTok that was putting it on our timelines. And we said that. We said that, you know, we understand like make your content, trying to get your coin. But TikTok was the one choking
with it. It's the one
that's
choking
with it. They picked the algorithm.
If it's like one every like 20 videos,
no
one every
problem.
10.
No. Girl. It's like one every three videos.
No, it's not.
It's like one
if
every three.
If it was that, then it would it would be like, oh, it's not becoming a QVC vibe.
Yeah.
But it sadly kind of
did.
Well,
we don't have to worry about that really anymore. TikTok's not going to be around.
Wait, what's your peak?
I don't remember, but I know my pit. So I figure I'll start there.
Do pick.
My peak is in my phone. I have to look it up. But my pit is, okay, listen. I posted this video of, like, I hit my gate. And I have a Porsche, so that sucks because it costs a lot to fix, is what I'm saying.
When you sent me that video, I said, we're the same.
I was on my way to the beach to get my run in.
Uh-huh. And you're like, and guess what? I'm still going to run.
I literally just kept backing up.
I know you did.
I was like, well Scratch is going to come with me. But anyway, so it was funny because I texted Ty. I was like, damn, I hit the gate. Or the gate hit me, babe. I thought the gate hit me because I'm looking down at my reverse camera like this driving out and I feel boom. And I'm like, what the heck? And I look up and the gate's like crushing me. And I was like,
I know you're like, fuck.
I was like, fuck. And I was like, the gate fucking just hit me. And then Ty just sends me the video of me clearly hitting the gate.
I said, the gate hit you, Laura.
That's right.
The gate attacked you.
I
will say the gate has a mind of its own.
Thank you.
I've been in situations where I'm going out and then it starts going and I'm like, fuck, Laura.
The sensors on it are finicky and that's basically what happened. So the gate, I press the button, I watch the gate till it got about halfway and I start backing up like I always do. So I'm looking down at my backup cameras and I'm thinking naturally my sensors in the car would start beeping if something was going to start to hit me. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking down, I'm backing up and I feel the boom, the gate malfunction and it came back. If you watch the whole video, you see the gate open and then it starts to come back, which it shouldn't have done that.
Right.
It should have sensed my car there. Mm-hmm. So the gate actually did malfunction, but I just didn't look up because my sensors didn't go off on my car. It should have started
like,
beeping.
Also like from a random spot though, like you would think it would beep from the front and the back, but from the side, like back side, it's a weird spot like for it to hit.
Yeah.
That it might not like go off from there.
Yeah.
You know?
The sensors just malfunctioned because the gate shouldn't have been closing when my car was backing out because they hit the front of my car.
Oh, the front.
The front. So the whole car was out of the driveway basically. It just got the front.
Boom.
So I posted on TikTok anyways. I thought it was funny because I was like, I told my husband, you know, the gate hit me.
The gate hit you.
And he just sends me the video. He was laughing his ass off though. Ty never really gets mad at these situations. Yeah. And plus, like the other side of my bumper anyways has a big scratch from me hitting a curb. I did hit a trash can last week with my car as well. Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh my God, you didn't watch my vlog, you nasty boy.
What? Laura, don't you fucking start with me.
I wrecked my car into someone's trash can. I forgot to tell you.
Fuck?
I was driving to get a facial and I literally didn't see this trash can. It hit my side mirror, went boom. And I was like,
and
my side
hard?
Mirror was all the way turned in. It like broke it. Yeah. That was last week. This week,
so it's been a wreck.
So
what's
been a
next
wreck.
Week's wreck?
I don't know yet.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll decide.
I'm thinking, but I gotta get that bumper fixed. Anyways, I'll let y'all know how much it cost me, so
ooh,
you can feel the pain. It's gonna be nasty.
It was scratched
because
the house.
When I took my car to Porsche, remember I was whining
because
I had to get all the little things fixed.
Yes,
I told them not to fix the bumper because I didn't want to pay for it.
100%.
So now I'm gonna have to fix it because now it's
like,
double dipped. Yeah, now it's worth
now it
getting
like,
fixed. I was just like to Porsche. Listen, I'm gonna beat it up a little bit more.
Like, wait till it gets a real scratch on it.
And then I'm gonna pay to replace it. Yeah. Board. I'm like, let me get a few more hits on this fender.
Then I'm bringing
and
it
then
in.
And then I'm gonna bring it in. And then it'll be worth the money to fix.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I posted on TikTok and it's all fun and games until it went viral. And it the search bar on it is Cars of TikTok, and it went straight to straight men.
Shit.
And they're like, I would never let a woman drive a Porsche. Your husband should have never bought you that car. Your husband should never allow you to this is how I talk when I try to talk like a misogynist. Your husband should
never with three brain cells.
Three floating. Too much credit.
Two,
one. One. You got too
one
much
bouncing
credit.
Around like this.
Yeah, just bouncing like this.
A ping pong ball. Just ding, ding,
that's all they
ding.
Got. That's all they got.
Wait, so then it became like a
misogynistic
thing.
Women shouldn't be able to drive nice cars. If you were my wife, I would divorce you. Baby, honey, you couldn't even afford to look at it. So what you talking about? You about to divorce it. Honey.
And by the way, you got the car yourself.
I bought the car when I was in my 20s.
Exactly.
And I will
you bought it.
I bought it.
With your money.
I bought the car. And I'll buy three more and wreck them if I want to.
Yeah, exactly.
And stay mad.
Yes.
And stay mad.
That's crazy.
And I'll post it too.
So it went to car TikTok.
It went to car TikTok. But I will say the women are not letting them down easy.
Good.
They're eating them alive. Good. I can't say much because I'll get cut out of the creator TikTok program.
Oh, you're so right.
So, you know, I can't be going in. I have to keep it cute. I have to be like, also, I don't care like to argue. Where's Drew?
Where is Drew?
We
need Drew right now.
But I can't go in because I want to stay in the TikTok creator program. And I don't want to say what needs to be said there.
I know.
And if I have to be nice, I'm just not going to say anything.
It's just better that
also,
way.
Also, I just like, honestly, it's funny. Like, I don't care.
Like, at this point, who cares?
It's a misogynist man who only cares about a car they could never have. So,
like, okay, cool. And it's like, I can't believe that she would wreck such a nice car.
I would never let my wife drive this. You would never have a wife.
Laura, why are we at one unit? You wouldn't even have a fucking wife,
you
bitch.
Would never
you
have
can't
a
even
wife.
Go on a date.
That's right, baby. What you talking
losing
about?
Losing ass bitch.
What you
I'm gonna go
about?
In the comments. I'm gonna go in your comments.
And shred.
Lord, imagine this.
But most of the comments are women being like, that fucking gate hit you, boo.
That gate
attacked you, boo.
That was my first comment. I was like, it looks like it attacked you to me.
Ugh.
Fucking bitch.
I know.
Well. It's gonna be. I can't wait for us to find out what the cost is gonna be.
I will report
because I'm scared.
I'm actually scared too.
I'm quite scared.
They're gonna be like, your car's totaled. I'm like,
I'm gonna need y'all to buy some fucking oils today.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you guys to use
today.
My discount code without logs to pay for this car.
We're gonna need some fucking oils bought. My pit.
Give it to me.
Okay, so I finally got results for Zaya for her. A biopsy, and it's like obviously not great, but it's not as bad. So I'm so happy.
Could be so worse.
Could be so much worse. She has hepatitis, and it's like very common in small dogs because apparently it's just like a small dog thing. Like they could easily get it. It could be. It's more so genetic.
Mm-hmm.
So she might have just had it forever, and it's more so activated now.
Yeah.
But they tested for the reason they do the biopsy is so they can test the like liver properties, so like is there copper in it? Is there like cirrhosis? Like what is the layout? Is it inflamed? That's why they do these like the punches. And so luckily she just has like hepatitis and there's no copper. There's no like deterioration.
Thank God.
Where it's more manageable where you just like do like more like anti-inflammatories and things like that. So it's annoying and it's frustrating, but at least there's no like cancer.
Oh
there's
my
no, like,
God, I know.
Severe and I'm very grateful and I'm very blessed and like this could be like low-key a peak, but it's still a pit because it's like absolutely ridiculous and crazy. But at least I have answers and it's nice to know.
So what is it, like medication?
Yeah, medication. What they're going to do right now, because it's such a mild form of hepatitis, which is even better, is that I'm doing for 6 weeks, she's on like a little mini anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
And they're going to do blood work
to see,
because you know, like that's what started it was like the high liver...
Lipid panel.
The lipid panel. So they're going to see like, has the lipid panel dropped? And then you're kind of like, okay, well, this could be great for her to do like a very small, I'm talking like the pill is maybe this big and then I break it in half.
Oh, wow.
So that's what she like is taking right now for the next 6 weeks just to see like what it is. And if not, if it's still high, then we can kind of change up her diet.
I love that. Okay.
It's nothing
drastic, like the treatment.
No, thank God. It's really very light and she's acting completely normal. Everything's completely fine.
Thank God.
So I'm glad it's that, but it just sucks in general that she has even like a little anything. I don't want her to have anything.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd fill you guys in that finally. It took literally like
4 weeks.
4 weeks to get to
that. Was a long time. Mm-hmm. That was a long time.
It said 7 days, Laura.
Oof.
So, of course, I'm freaking out because I'm like, why is it taking so long? Is there worse things happening?
Yeah, like y'all can't figure it out. Like, or what,
why is the lab like taking so long, you know? So I'm glad that it's...
Well, thank God.
Thank God. Praise
did.
Be.
Mm-hmm. My peak on a brighter set of things is the time change.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, we have sunlight. Mm-hmm. I literally rose from the dead. I'm like, it's my time to live.
Laura's like this.
Literally a vampire.
No, it's nice. It's
my
really
time to
nice.
Get rowdy. I mm-hmm. love this time of year. And then also, I watched the movie Anyone But You because it was so highly recommended.
How was
to
it?
Me. It's really, really cute.
Okay,
it's
I would love it.
It's actually pretty funny too. They have some pretty funny moments, but it's really cute. Sydney and Glenn remind me of Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
No, yeah. I've actually seen people saying like they're the new version of them.
They are.
In a way.
They are. For
that
sure.
was magic.
For
then,
sure.
Back then,
oh,
was
they
magic.
Were magic. Magic.
So I wonder if it's like that's the version of now. And they said that they want to do another movie together soon.
Yeah. So I feel like they're going to be the new rom com couple.
I would love. Have you seen like the all the Madame Web like hate?
Yeah.
How Sydney's in Madame Web.
Oh,
so she's
yeah,
made
that's right.
She's made statements of like, you know, Madame Web was a stepping stone for me to get in front of Sony and to pitch Anyone But You. So she's very smart about her the way she's talking about it, but she knows that was shit.
She's like, ooh.
She knows it was caca.
So you know how rom-coms were like so popular in the early 2000s and like kind of in the 90s mm-hmm. and then the early 2000s, like there were dime a dozen, like yep. so many, and they kind of died
or
off.
Or they became corny. Like it was like not
yeah.
the same.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. they couldn't make them the same. Mm-hmm. Like they just weren't good. Well, they're saying Anyone But You did so good in the box office. It's going to literally reignite a rom-com era for us.
Well, I would love that if they're actually good. Like,
totally.
If they're good rom-coms, I'm in.
They don't know the line between good and corny.
I know.
They struggle with that. I'm like, y'all don't know
it's
how to make it.
It's a tough line.
Yeah.
It's a very tough line.
I'm like,
line.
Just go watch. Because I've rewatched Sweet Home Alabama, Fool's Gold, all those good ones with you. And they're still great.
Amazing.
So I'm
and
like,
I loved them first watch.
So I'm like, just go rewatch Babes and figure it out.
Even The Wedding Planner. I watched that one on the
plane.
Such
a good movie.
So good.
So good.
And I'm like, J-Lo, that's your best work, Diva.
Honestly, yes.
Diva.
Yes.
And Selena, of course. But like,
correct.
Those are your best works.
Correct.
I'm just... Sometimes I like to think... I like to put my hair like this and remember this 16-year-old girl from the block.
Y'all, J-Lo's going through it again.
Again. Again.
Support from today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you're like me and you're ready for warmer, sunnier days, but your skin? See, your skin goes through a big transition between the season. No, not just on the surface, but at the cellular level. That's why it's important to nurture from the inside out with products that do more than just protect us against the sun's UV rays.
OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptides called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells, the cells that make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles, which obviously none of us want. My God, like if I can find a skincare product that works great for my wrinkles and for fine lines, that is something I am always into, and that is what OneSkin does. I've used OneSkin on my neck because I feel like I have like a little bit of like neck wrinkles and I want that to start going away. So I'm really, really excited to see results for OneSkin on my neck to just give me some less wrinkles.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started with 15% off using code FULL at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code FULL. After your purchase, they'll ask you if you've heard about them. Please show your support and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin.
Thank you so much to Liquid IV for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
What's your favorite flavor, Manny? Mine is lemon lime.
Mine too, actually.
You love lemon lime too.
I really do.
It's so yummy. You guys have to try this one. Guys, 1 stick of Liquid IV with a 16-ounce bottle of water hydrates hydrates you better than just water alone. 3 times the electrolytes than the leading sports drink. No artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. It also has 8 vitamins and nutrients for your everyday wellness, and it's non-GMO.
However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code FULL at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code FULL at liquidiv.com. Okay, so let's go ahead and start off with our first topic.
What's the first hot topic, Manny?
Love is Blind reunion.
Ooh.
We have to like spill. We told them we would.
We would.
I can't believe it.
How they grazed over Jimmy Chelsea whenever they carried and were the entire show pretty much. And then when it came to them in the reunion, they grazed over them like nothing happened. And
like they were trash.
Any questions. What was that?
Also, Laura, I'm so confused by that.
I'm so confused. And I get giving Sarah Ann like the front half of it. Like I get it because that was like huge and it did need to be discussed, but they needed to discuss Jimmy and Chelsea as much as they discuss Sarah Ann and Jeremy and Laura.
Yes. And the thing is, honestly, I don't give a fuck about the old cast. I know it sounds dark. I'm so sorry. But like, they did not need to give them as much screen time at all. I'm like, give the current cast now. We need to figure out what's happening in this season. Do not go to them and be like, oh my God, like, y'all getting pregnant now. What the fuck? Like, girl, we don't care.
I guess my thing is like, if you're going to bring back the old cast and want to rehash all of their lives, do it at the very end. Or wait, if you don't have more time...
Don't do it.
Then don't do it.
And don't do it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was an hour and 30 minutes long, I don't know how long it was.
It was an hour. 30.
So make it 2 hours then.
Yes.
If you want to add
them.
And if you want to include them because they cut the new cast short. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I also feel like I don't think they needed to dig as deep with like Sarah Ann and Laura. And I mean, like they did. Obviously, they did a good job, but like they didn't even have to go that far if you were going to take away from other time.
I wanted them to dig that deep, but. Also on this and do the same for
that's what I'm saying. If them digging that deep took away time from Chelsea and Jim, like then it should have been more equal.
How about how they read Trevor to Phil?
Lord, that gagged. And I have to give Nick Lachey and Vanessa props because I feel like as the seasons have gone, they've gotten better as hosts. Because like in the beginning, I was kind of like, all right. But they've gotten like...
They were fumbling the ball a little bit.
Yes. But I feel like now they're like, we're going to really fucking go in. We want this job. We want to keep this job. So
they're doing a good job.
They're doing a good job.
I have a feeling. I just have this like feeling that Vanessa was like, hey, Nick, can you fucking say something?
Literally.
He has gone through all the reunions and just sat there and done nothing while she gets roasted because she's had to carry the entire reunions.
No,
whether you like what she's done or not, at least she hosted.
She's carrying.
But this time he came alive.
They said, baby, you're going to read those text messages, whichever in his... ex or current girlfriend or whatever.
Tore
the Trevor situation, like the fact that Trevor went on there and he's like, I don't know what to say. I'm toxic. I literally was like, what the fuck is... He literally had a manual reset in his mind.
I'm gonna say something. That's a straight man getting caught up.
He couldn't even defend himself.
So straight
himself.
Man, he literally, no words, nothing. Can I leave?
Can I leave? And you know that they were like, no, you can't leave. But they didn't show that until Nick was like explaining something more. And then he's like, now you can go.
Yeah.
So like they were like, no, you can't leave. You're going to fucking owe us money if you try to leave, bitch. But that was really cringe and so corny. And I don't feel like he owned any of his shit. He literally was just like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I'm toxic. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm toxic too.
I need therapy. I need help. Then why are you on a marriage show, sir? With a girlfriend.
He's like, well, you know, we're just toxic together. And I really was in it for the right reasons.
And whenever he would try to say all that, Nick would be like, uh-uh, then why do you say that to people you would marry? Because you told, didn't he say, like,
yes.
Or no, I love you. He told a girl when he got out, he said, I love you so much. And
like,
he was like,
didn't
you just tell your lover? Like, Nick was like, uh-uh,
not
honey.
Letting him up. He wasn't letting him up. And
not
I was like,
on
see,
my stage.
I was like, okay, good job, good job. Like, this is what you guys have to do. You have to give us a little Andy Cohen. If you need to start giving, if you're going to host, you need to start giving us a little bit of Andy.
We need Andy.
Uh-huh. So I thought they did a really good job. I wish that they obviously dived in more. And I don't have that part where like that was so corny. In the beginning when they're like walking between the rooms and they're like, it's like the old couples and like, hey, don't, like we're just here like fixing a button or like doing something stupid.
Yeah.
And all it was like.
Corn.
This is the corniest thing I've ever seen in my entire existence. But I'm glad that the old couples are like happy. A lot of them are happy. That's cool.
I also feel like they didn't give Brittany and Kenneth any time. And I understand they weren't on the show for as long, but they were kind of a bigger part.
Did you know how Brittany was like, finally we're talking?
Yeah.
She's like, finally it's our fucking turn.
And like, they're like, okay, one question. All right, let's get out of there. I was like, give them some time to, I want to hear.
And the fact that like they aren't together, like they are besties, but they're not together. And I think it's funny how Kelly was like, I'm just like a really hands-on principal. I was like, what does being a hands-on principal mean?
I didn't understand whenever he was like, I took 3 weeks off and like,
for sure.
I
and like, owe Reese, him. Yes, 100%. But I'm like, but what do you talk about?
It was suspect. It was still very suspect.
Something was fishy to
also,
me.
Also, like, Chelsea is posting a lot of her and Jimmy still dating. And like, we didn't get to hear about any of that.
That's
so
why I'm pissed.
Yeah, we're all like, so where are you guys at? Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Also, they're so toxic. I wish they would just break up.
Me too.
Chelsea and Jimmy.
Me too.
Like, just stop it.
I mean, like, she's posted them hanging out, but do you think that it was for,
did
like...
Did you see her post yesterday? It's crazy.
No, I didn't.
It's like this love music, and she put all the pictures of them together. It's like a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, she's trying to, like, allude that they're in a relationship. I'm like, Chelsea, are you doing this thing that doesn't need to be done?
Yes.
I feel like she might be.
She's, like, very good at that, though.
She is.
Doing things that doesn't need to be done.
That's Chelsea's
She's
middle name.
She's very good at that.
Doing the things that doesn't need to be done. Just like Sarah Ann, who posted, y'all are going to see the truth.
No. The fact that Sarah Ann and Jeremy have been together this entire time gagged me. And I'm like, y'all deserve each other.
They are so miserable.
I was gagged.
They are so miserable. How about Jeremy having a fiance before he went on the show?
No. The whole thing, and he was like, oh, no, well, I told them that.
That man is sick.
I was like, no, something's weird. Something's so
that
weird about it.
That man is
no,
sick.
When Jessica goes like, you're a pick me girl. When they started to go in on each other, I was like, that was gag. I gagged. And the thing is, it's funny because like Jessica's like, bitch, I saw what I've done and it wasn't like amazing and I own my shit.
Yeah, Jessica didn't do shit.
I'm like, girl,
come on. Like, if we're really talking about all the crazy shit we've seen on Love is Blind, like the other girl coming out, like Jessica didn't do anything like compared to that. Like, she also said that one clip of her at the bar, she drank way too much wine and she regretted that. Mm-hmm. And like, you can kind of tell. And it was just like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Even Chelsea and her are good friends. It was just like, whatever. Very clearly.
I agree. But like, the thing is, even though it was just a whatever thing, she still owned it.
Oh, yeah,
saying.
And didn't try to, like, bypass it and play
she
victim.
She was like, you're right. Yeah, exactly. So I just think it's funny how, like, they started going on each other, and I was like, this is so weird. Like, if I was Sarah Ann and Jeremy, I would be like, I don't want to go to this reunion. Like, please, God, like, I don't want to be
here. I feel like Sarah Ann was really excited to be there.
She wanted to shred.
She is constantly in the state of mind that she's in the right and that she has so much to prove and so many people to win over, and it never happens for her.
Well, the thing is, if you're trying that hard, it never works. If I was them, I'd be like, I would have
sat on the other side of the couch from Jeremy and be like, he cheated on me too, guys.
Throw him under completely.
I have to save myself. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. They're fucking coming for
crazy.
Me.
I'm getting shredded. I'm just kidding.
I don't feel bad for Sarah Ann because, especially after like, they were like, do you talk to any of the girls? And they're like, no. We don't talk at all. And then Chelsea's like, it's funny because you don't follow all of us, but you follow all the men.
Also, I said, that is nasty.
Nasty.
That is nasty because I'm going to tell you guys. Something. You're going to be blocked.
Block them. I get my man's kind of like this.
Uh-huh.
You want to follow this motherfucker?
Not today, not on my Sarah watch. Ann.
Uh-uh. That's fucking weird.
Girl, they were coming for her.
Mm-hmm. And I like that they at least had Laura call in. She couldn't be there. But I'm glad that they just called her.
What I want to know, what country was she in? Spain or something?
Yeah, it was like somewhere far.
It was somewhere very far. Mm-hmm. How does someone look that good over a FaceTime?
Because she was prepared.
She was snatched. That means she got hair. I think she got hair and makeup.
She could have gotten it out
in
there.
In what other country she was in.
She said, I ain't playing games.
And she looks
I'm gonna
so
look revenge body
good.
Ready.
She looks so good over a FaceTime. And that does not do you any justice.
No, at
so
all.
I was like, honestly, Miss Carl, you did not come she to ate. Play. She ate.
No, and I loved that she was not letting like Sarah Ann or Jeremy up at all. She's like, I just like Laura a lot. I just like her.
Do you know what's also really awful for Sarah Ann is the fact that Laura is very likable and she's also very intelligent.
Yes,
so like Laura is a double. So it's bad for Sarah Ann because think of it this way. If Laura came in hot, it was like, fuck this bitch.
It wouldn't
this
be
this fucking
same.
Nasty brat bitch. Mm-hmm. You would start to feel a little sympathy for Sarah because that's
exactly
how it works. You'd be like, Laura's a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But Laura's smart. She's very mature, and even whenever it gets nasty, she still stays quiet and mature, and it makes you hate Sarah Ann so much more.
Yes. The more, like, I feel like, to me, if you get rowdy and intense and crazy, I'm like, I automatically am like, ew. Like, you cannot articulate.
Even if you're right.
Even if you're in the right.
Even if
you're
in the right.
Getting crazy and loud and like rambunctious and really, really intense with things, I'm like, I'm not going to want to take your side because you, it's not coming across as someone who can articulate their words and their feelings in the correct way, like, or at least in an appropriate way.
You're kind of like, who am I rooting for here?
Exactly. So she was smart about it.
She is. Poised. She is every time.
Very poised.
She's smart. So Jeremy lost a smart
again.
Girl.
Again. He lost again.
No, he needs Sarah Ann there.
Oh, I mean.
You know what I mean?
They, I mean, good luck to them.
Good luck to them.
Because I don't know how they survived that.
Honey.
Good luck to them. I feel like we need justice for Chelsea and Jimmy for us
to see more of them. It also low-key pissed me off, too, when Sarah Ann was like, because Nick was, like, calling her out. He was like, why did you post in his bedroom? And she was like, I didn't know the internet was, like, FBI.
A sleuth.
Girl, you did it on purpose so the internet would see you were in his house.
Girl, we know.
Like, who are you trying to play?
No one.
Who is it?
I mean, she's trying to play them.
But ain't nobody buying that. Girl, we know.
I didn't know that they would know.
I didn't know that they're, like, gonna dig deep.
You're on a very popular show.
That's literally why you posted the TikTok.
Of course.
Goodbye.
She tried it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm ready for the next season.
Me too.
I just like more.
The past few seasons have been so boring, but I heard this season was their highest rated season.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
The clips were crazy viral on TikTok.
They can thank Chelsea for that.
They really can.
They owe
might
want
to shred her.
They owe her a check.
But they need to thank her for the amount of press that she got them.
They owe her a Love is Blind Fat Daddy check for that.
Literally.
She gave all the crazy, honey. The clingy and
she
the crazy.
Ate.
She ate
No,
it
I
up.
Also thought it was really funny that Sarah was like, they need a villain or like, did she say something like that?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, like, you're welcome. And I was like, girl, we didn't need you in the show. I had plenty with Chelsea and Jimmy. I did not need you there.
It was enough.
I was good with them.
Jeremy was enough of a dumbass on his own without her.
No, when Jimmy was like, when he caught the sides of Jeremy, and Jeremy's like, I just don't want to be perceived like Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy was like,
he got caught up.
Okay. Because it was like an exclusive clip that wasn't seen.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he was like, not me catching fucking strays over here.
Baby.
It was a good reunion though.
Messy.
I just wish it was more.
I know. People were like, it was so boring. I was like, I didn't really think it was boring per se. I just thought like we missed the mark.
We missed the whole mark.
Mm-hmm. But like other parts were interesting for sure.
I think Nick and Vanessa are getting even better too. Vanessa was always good, but
you gotta
Nick
give them time.
Better.
You gotta give them, you know, time. Everybody's so harsh. And I understand the show kind of blew up. So it does have a lot of viewers. So you're expecting Andy Cohen. Like Andy would have.
Of course. He would have been like,
but he can't do everything. He can't do it all. So they're learning. And I think they've done a great job.
I really do. It's gonna get better. I feel like it's moving in the right direction.
I like them as hosts, and I was scared to say the past because it was so patched.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good. They're good.
They're great. They do a good job.
They do a good job. Nick needs to stick to hosting and not singing. Tell me how it feels sitting up there,
Laura. I can't believe you reacted right to that.
I know it was nasty.
You know I get secondhand embarrassment.
It was so nasty. It was nasty.
Tell me how it feels.
That's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like.
But I'm not a singer.
I'm like, I get you.
Sitting
word.
Up there, feeling so high. It was really cringe and really corny.
Nick did that.
Nick, I'm going to need you to stick to hosting.
Yeah, because you're doing great. You're doing great.
Oh my God, I just got red.
Stop.
From embarrassment. I did.
Are we going to talk about the TikTok ban or what? Are we getting rid of TikTok? Everybody delete your TikTok. It's over. It's over.
You guys, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do. Honestly, like, I'm a little concerned because obviously House of Representatives passed that they were like, yes, we want to ban TikTok like immediately, right? And they obviously rushed it. It was a very intense thing where it was like, it went so quickly. So now it's going to the Senate. And if Senate passes it, Joe's already said, I'm signing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sign the bill if it goes through. And what pisses me off the most about this.
I do believe Joe's opponent also said he will sign.
No, he said he would go against it.
At one point he said it was signed.
He tried to implement it when he was in office. But now he's doing the opposite thing where he's like,
oh, to get the vote,
never,
to get the youth vote.
I would never get rid of TikTok, you guys. Like, he's trying to do the thing. Obviously, maybe if he goes back in, he's going to ban it.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're not dumb.
He's playing a game.
He's playing
literally
the game.
Playing
the game. But what's pissing me off about it is that they're trying to use the guise of China infiltrating our phones and our privacy and getting all this information about us, instead of what it really is, in my personal humble opinion, allegedly, that they just want to silence Americans, and they want what they want to be pushed only. And because TikTok is now, for people under 30, the biggest news outlet and news source mm-hmm. for people to actually get information about what's going on in the world. And I don't think that the
and government likes that. They have no control over what's put out there.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they like that. And I think that they want to be able to control the media outlets and control like Fox News, all these different sources of information. So you're getting these biased opinions constantly mm-hmm. instead of it being something where it's like an unbiased, like this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. The end. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. I think that's
well,
my opinion.
Didn't even the TikTok CEO said that they would put all the data on American soul.
Yes. Not have it run through, have even go to China.
They basically did that to call their bluff.
And it was called because America ignored it. Mm-hmm. America ignored it. They literally had said that if that's the case, if they're so scared, by the way, there's no proof of this. Mm-hmm. There's no proof at all. Like there's no proof anywhere to be found about China hacking like our systems of like what's on our phones and privacy. There's no proof like any of that. Yet there's proof of it happening with Meta.
Oh, that is true. That is
like,
true.
That's happened and mm-hmm. there's been breaches. But anyway, they called their bluff and America ignored it. And now they're like, oh, well, it's all about privacy. We're going to pass this bill.
You should buy in stock of Meta. You should buy Meta stock.
How?
Buy the stock of Meta.
Oh, just in general, just like
yeah,
buy stock.
Meta. It's called Meta. It's Facebook and Instagram's public market. Mm-hmm. Their stock because they're gonna blow up.
We all get a little
once
stock
they delete
in there.
TikTok, you should go. It's expensive though. It's already at $400 a share.
No way.
I have a lot of shares in it.
Shut up.
Yes, they're gonna blow up.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. I 1,000% believe it.
And then you can get out, and then they'll drop back down once the smoke settles. Everybody's gonna rush over to Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, YouTube, which mm-hmm. is Google. But Instagram, Facebook is Meta in the stock market. If you should buy in.
I bet I do have it. I bet I do have some already, like the fiduciary or whatever, mm-hmm, doing mm-hmm, it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But
oh yeah, you probably do though.
I probably do, but like regardless, it's still like very frustrating of a situation because the CEO has already said like, you guys, if it passes, y'all aren't going to get TikTok. Like they're not going to sell. That's what they're trying to say. The bill is technically about China has to acquiesce, I think it's called, like basically liquidate their portion of TikTok and sell it to someone in America.
It's not going
to
happen.
Company. And China has already, and TikTok said, like, we're not doing that.
They're not willing to sell their algorithm.
No.
But also, what's interesting, so like Manny was saying, he's like, I don't think it's the invasion of privacy. I think it's more so the controlled media is mm-hmm. the issue. China is controlling TikTok in their country, though. They're controlling. Exactly. TikTok is not mm-hmm. a free-for-all. You can't exactly. just show and see and post whatever you want. Mm-hmm. TikTok is like their Instagram, Facebook, where that media is controlled for mm-hmm. them, and they know it's not controlled for us.
Right.
So they know what this is. Like, they do it to their own people in their own country.
They get it.
Like, they do the same thing America's mm-hmm. doing. You know what I mean? So, like, they understand what's happening.
Absolutely.
That's why they're like, calling all the bluffs, like, we're not going to sell it. We'll put the data. They know.
On your land and your soil.
They know what this is. That's mm-hmm. why Instagram and Facebook isn't in China.
So the gag is truly like if Senate passes and it's like, yes, we are completely voting out. No TikTok and Joe signs it. Babe.
Okay,
TikTok's gone for real.
What is the percentage that you think TikTok will be banned? What are right now? Like what percent do you think
now,
we're losing?
Now I'm like a good like 60.
I'm at like 85.
I'm over... Oh, 85. Oh, my God.
I got some phone calls, and oh, yeah. these people careful. Would not waste their time to call me mm-hmm. if they didn't think.
Things could get fierce. I would say, yeah, maybe. I would say more 70. I'm, like, more of a 70 of it mm-hmm. because I do know that there's people in the Senate that are, like, apprehensive slash, like, kind of questioning, like, why are we doing, like, something like this level for just one app? Like, it's, like, they know what it is. Like, it's for TikTok. It's not for... Oh, applications from China. It's like, it's for TikTok. Mm-hmm. And so they know TikTok. That. And so there's people that are like questioning it in the Senate. So that gives me hope. But I am definitely worried about it because, you know, at the end of the day, like TikTok is a fun platform. I enjoy it a lot. It's like something I really love doing. And it's been a really nice avenue for me in like different ways than what I've done on YouTube or Instagram, things like that. So I want it to stay, but I'm very nervous.
I'm nervous. I hate to see all the small businesses go down in flames.
The jobs that would be gone from it.
But they don't care about that.
No, of course not.
Like, they ain't even worried about that. The influencers, you know, income, it will shift. Like,
no, but what about small businesses?
Yeah, because, like, influencers are like, influencers will lose billions. But I'm like, I don't know that they would necessarily lose billions, because all influencers are going to do is jump back over to YouTube Shorts, YouTube Long Form. They're going to jump back over to Instagram, and they're going to just make all their money over there. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they would like, I feel like they're just going to pick right back up, because
I think it's not
going to
be the same.
Yeah.
I don't think that influencers that have millions and millions and millions on TikTok are going to have the same things on other platforms. Mm. I just don't. Like, I don't think that is the case. I think that a lot of times big influencers that have grown from TikTok in the past 4 years, you know, they got in really great in 2020 when it was like really popping thing, brand new. They gained millions and millions, 20 to 50 million followers. I don't think that it carries the same weight on other platforms. And if they're not doing that,
like getting like those many followers and views,
it's not happening on other platforms. Like, it's just not. Like, a lot of times those TikTok creators, they're TikTok first creators. So that's going to be their biggest, most intense thing. And that's where they're going to get their coin from. So now if they have to, you know, fuck TikTok and the other ones, it's just going to be tougher. It'll happen. It's just going to take some time.
They're going to have to rebuild.
They're going to have to rebuild, essentially.
And it's not going to be as easy to rebuild because the algorithm is not the TikTok makes you go viral algorithm. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really hard, because I feel like YouTube, Instagram, they're very hard.
How do you think it will affect you? As far, because I know you are YouTube first, Instagram second, mm-hmm. TikTok third. I would say, mm-hmm. like, if I go to your socials, that would be your powerhouse lineup.
Yeah, yeah. Powerhouse-wise, 100%.
So how do you think it would affect someone like you who's not TikTok first?
I think it would affect me more in, like, a personal way, where it's okay. Like, I enjoy TikTok. Mind you, monetarily, I still earn the most from Instagram and YouTube and
exactly.
the podcast.
And like, we're just lucky, to be honest, because like, we're blessed because we're not like, oh, we were so smart to do YouTube first. No, it that's was just like did. At the time that we that's came up, that's what it was. So mm-hmm. we're just blessed. Like, honestly, just
it's
lucky.
Been a blessing.
It's been a blessing. Mm-hmm. And I will say it was just a blessing that me and you chose not to abandon our other platforms mm-hmm. when TikTok got really big. We were like, totally. Okay, let's do the TikTok thing, but let's also still feed the loyal audience who has mm-hmm. stuck with us on our other platforms.
All this time.
So there's that too.
I agree. I think that for me, what frustrates me is like TikTok for me is a growing platform. Like yeah. a lot of people go on it. Like, I grow a lot on TikTok. I get lots of views on TikTok. And like, there's times on Instagram or YouTube I'm like not growing, not
yeah,
gaining.
But that's because of TikTok.
Yeah, totally.
So when it's, like, it's gone, that's not going to be your problem anymore.
It's true. It's very true. That could also definitely be a case.
That's literally because of TikTok.
Mm-hmm. But regardless, I enjoy TikTok and I don't mm-hmm. want it to go. And
I've put so much into it.
Same.
And
I worked way too hard on TikTok.
It's moving along great. I've worked so hard on it. Like, I hate to see it go. Like,
I hate
to see it go because of how much I've put into it.
I feel like it's helped a lot of different things. Like, I feel like it's helped my business. I feel like it's helped
100%
me as a human being. Like, just the way I come across online. Like, I feel like it's helped so many different things and different avenues for me as a human. Just like how I feel like with the podcast too. Like, I feel like I can be the most me here. Same with TikTok. And sometimes I feel like I have to put on like a little bit of a facade for Instagram. Be more professional because like yeah. the brands are following me too. And same with YouTube. I feel like I have to be a little more professional-ish on there. Whereas TikTok, I can be kind of a fool.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Personality first. So I'm nervous for it, but I do hope that it stays.
Me too. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys, life comes with a lot of problems, a lot of overthinking, and honestly, just growth and working on yourself. And a really good way to do that is through therapy. And therapy can sometimes be a little bit hard to obtain, but I feel like with BetterHelp, they've made therapy so accessible. It's completely online therapy, and it's just an easy way to connect and get matched with a licensed therapist within 24 hours.
I'm a huge fan of therapy. I've been in therapy multiple times in my life. I think it's absolutely amazing, especially like right now I'm going through this phase where I'm like trying to come off my SSRIs, and I'm like, I think I need to start going to therapy. So I can like get off these and be completely fine. So I think that BetterHelp is such a great avenue for people who don't really want to go in person, who want to be a little bit more private with things. And this can be a really, really great option for people that want that. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/full coverage today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/full coverage. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, what do you think about our next topic? We have Miss Kate Middleton. The last time she was seen was in December of 2023. And then in January, she went in for an abdominal surgery. This is Kate Middleton. Now, it's March, and she hasn't been seen since that December, technically. They did the post, and then we haven't seen her this year, essentially. And so there's a big fuss, like, where is she? Where is she? Where is she?
Yes.
So then I think she, I don't know the month was, she posted a family photo, and it was like there were multiple hands and arms in the picture. It was a horrible Photoshop photo.
The Photoshop was terrible.
So she took it down, or whoever took it down, and they apologized for it and said that it was badly
photoshopped.
She's like,
oh, you know, I photoshopped it. Kate was like, I photoshopped it myself.
Girl, get out of her.
I'm like, you do not know Photoshop.
There's no way.
You liar.
She posts herself. You cannot do Adobe. I don't believe she posts herself.
Same. Oh, yeah, same.
Like, she don't run that account. There's no way.
Because then how else, like, why would it be such a, like, this conspiracy of, like, where are you? Like, if it was really her running it, you would see her. You would see her.
I'm like, there's just no way she runs her Insta or her own accounts.
On the complete opposite end, what do you think could have even happened?
I don't understand. Like, what is the conspiracy? Because the conspiracy is that she's passed away? What are y'all saying? What are y'all saying
that
it's a conspiracy? Are they hiding her from us? But for what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you saying she passed away? Like what
happened?
What is the conspiracy? I know the conspiracy is, so all this is breaking, and the internet honestly is creating a really big fuss for the royal family. So then she's automatically walking through a farmer's market out of nowhere. So that's really suspect because it's like, okay, you have all this big fuss and now she's in leggings and a shirt running through a farmer's market.
Out of nowhere.
Didn't it break through TMZ?
Yeah, every outlet
has talked about it. Walking through this farmer's market with her husband.
Mm-hmm. But he's like wearing a really like low hat. You can't really tell. Like,
which they would wear that if they were out in public at a farmer's market.
But it's harder to tell it's them because of it.
And then,
Wouldn't she wear a hat then?
Yeah, and then Kate also has a lookalike named Heidi, and they're saying that the person at the farmer's market looked way more like Heidi than Kate. So
from the video I saw, I was like, oh yeah, like it looks like Kate. And then once I saw all that extra digging and like what the other girl looked like, I was like, oh, it looks more like the other girl to me. It did look like it was the other girl.
But I guess me and Manny's question is, why are they trying to hide her? What's the purpose?
What I was thinking, I was like, what if she's like, the surgery went wrong, she's like in a coma and they like don't want people to know? That's
Really, you know, dark. Russia announced King Charles is passed.
Right.
Russia literally announced that man has passed, and they were able to be like, nope, he's still here. He's still here. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of crazy. But yeah, I guess me and Maynard are just kind of like, okay, if the conspiracy is true that the person walking through the flea market was her lookalike Heidi, something's going on. What do y'all think the conspiracy is?
I have to know. Please comment, because I'm curious as to what.
No one will say in the comments, no one will say where they think she's at or what they think happened to her. All just they talk about is that she's missing.
So what happened?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Like, this is where my confusion lies of the whole idea of her being missing. But like, okay, so then let's say she is missing. So what happened? Did she get abducted?
Yeah.
Was she taken? Like, I'm so confused.
Did the surgery not go well and she's just on bed rest?
Yes. Or like, has she passed away?
Has she passed away? But like, what's the point in hiding that? Y'all got to come up with that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're trying to time it right. I don't know.
I don't know.
But the crazy thing is like, all this could be put to bed if she would just like make a video.
Of his AI.
Well, then what she posted is never put it to bed. Like, is this supposed to be never put to bed?
That's the shitty part too about like editing and AI now. Like all these crazy things. Like, yeah. It's like it could actually be Kate.
She showed up to an event or something.
Exactly. People taking photos with her. Like it would be a different case. But also they were saying like, why was she walking so fast in the video looking completely normal?
She was almost running, walking very fast.
Like they were like, if you had like a major abdominal tremor, like she probably wouldn't be like trekking through like that.
I don't really know.
I was like, I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
I don't get it. But that lookalike looks just like her. So
it does. So.
What do you guys think it is?
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Because I understand the conspiracy. I just don't understand what y'all think is happening to her.
I don't get it.
Okay, next story is Cara Delevingne. Her gorgeous $7 million mansion burned to the ground.
Burnt down.
They did save her cats, though. I think the firemen saved her cats because she thought they were goners, too. It was an electrical fire, guys. And then the winds in the canyon she lives in, the winds got so strong.
Sand Canyon.
Yeah.
I used to live.
It made the fire explode and burn that house to the ground. I cannot imagine losing everything in a house fire. And I know that actually happens to people. Mm. I don't want to say all the time, but that happens to people. And like my heart, honestly, like I'm like, damn.
No, it goes off her so much. Like I'm like, thank God she wasn't home and she wasn't trapped.
And
also
her animals
were saved. Like that is like in the case of a literal house fire burning down, like that's the best case scenario. Like you're not there and your animals are saved. Thank God.
Yeah.
But like, it's so sad and it's so devastating. And like, honestly, wish her the absolute best. Like, that's terrible.
It's terrible. I can't.
I wouldn't know what I'd do. I genuinely don't know what I would do.
I don't either. I really don't either.
I'm also, not like.
That's crazy. That's crazy that an electrical fire can start like that. I saw a firefighter on TikTok. He was like, these are like the top three things I wouldn't do because of what I see causes the most fire. So I was like, oh, let me listen up.
What was it? Yeah, I'm curious.
One was like not sleeping with your bedroom door closed because getting people in and like not being trapped in with the smoke. It's like smart to like leave that. Number two was, and this is something I started live by, never running big appliances while you're not home. He was like, do you have any idea how fast dishwashers, dryers, washers. Mm. They catch on fire. These are huge appliances. And said, don't run them when you're not home. That way, if something happens, you're there. So I would always run my dryer, my dishwasher, all of them while I'm gone. They're quiet, but I'm like, I don't want to hear it. And that way, when I get home, it's all done and I can just unload it all. So that was actually something I did all the time on purpose. And now I never do that again. Like never, 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 never. I make sure nothing's running.
I feel like this is good for them if they haven't
done it too.
Like,
so this don't run your big appliances. And I don't remember what number three was. As far as I got.
That one stuck with me. So that's the one that really made the most sense for you. I don't even run my appliances. So
we know that. They have never been used. His appliances are actually brand new in his home.
You know, what's an appliance?
I saw an influencer. I won't say who because I like this person a lot. But they were like, I used my dishwasher the other day and I was shocked at how it washed the dishes. And I was like,
you're going to have to tell me off camera who that was.
So that's
what it does.
That's what it does.
Okay, like even I know
that's
that.
What it
that's
does.
The case. Yeah, and you know I don't know how to make
sure. They were like
now.
So surprised that it like really washed the dishes. I'm like, that's why every home has one. Because they do wash the dishes.
Hopefully.
Actually, I grew up with... Okay, did anyone else grow up like this? Okay, we had one growing up, but it never worked, so we used it as a drying rack.
I know
there's other people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Our disposer didn't work. Our air conditioner didn't work. Mm-hmm. Nothing fucking worked in our house, okay? We were one of those households, but we always use our dishwasher as the drying rack. Mm-hmm. So you'd wash dishes and
just stack them there to let it dry and drip down.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know someone else out there has done that.
Yeah, we've had places that did have them, and we have places that didn't.
Yeah.
So just like kind of depends. And the thing is, like, do you know what's funny? Doing the dishes was my one chore I would never do. And my brothers always literally hated me for it because that was the one chore I would bitch and cry and complain. I'm like, I can't. Like, I just like didn't like the idea of touching other people's food, or like there was something really freaky about it to me.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
touching like the leftover food on other people's plates. I don't know what it was, but I'm not kidding you. I literally once had a meltdown, started bawling my eyes out. So I was like, I'm not washing the dishes. And I always got away with not doing them.
And to this day, that's why Manny doesn't wash dishes. Tell him you don't wash dishes.
I don't wash them.
Yep.
I'll literally just run the water like this.
I cannot.
I'm kidding. You guys, no, for real. I have a cleaning lady. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. She comes.
Yep.
And she also does dishes.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say that and I am grateful
for
her.
I'm gonna be honest,
and I love her.
I love that.
I love my little lady.
I do a little of both. You know, I wash a dish. I'll load a dish.
Mm-hmm.
It's therapeutic, all of it to me. So.
I'll do any other chore. Like I'll take out the trash. I'll do anything else. Vacuum, whatever it might be. The dishes is one thing. If it's my own thing, I can handle it. But if it's anyone else other than me, I can't handle it.
Oh, Mandy Moore.
I don't know why.
Well,
that's one thing I cannot do.
You want to talk about Jay Logan, Rex?
Every time it happens, it just cracks me up.
Because it's so stupid.
It's so stupid. It's so crazy. You guys, so J-Lo.
People want to hate J-Lo so bad, though.
Okay, so J-Lo recently, you know, had a movie that came out.
But didn't she
Amazon.
Make this movie herself?
She made it.
And she put, like, her own funds into it?
20 million.
20!
Her own 20 million into making it. Like, she wanted to make a movie about her life. I want to be on the level of DeLulu that J-Lo's on.
I'm low-key surprised, though, like, no network wanted to make this for her.
Well, I mean, Amazon ended up, like, picking it up, so I'm sure she got all her money back.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but she fronted the investor. She made the movie.
Okay.
I'm sure Amazon, like, bought the movie.
Okay, that makes
got
sense.
All the rights, whatever it might have been.
Well, then she's smart for that, then.
Yeah, then she still, like, she made her coin, hopefully. I mean, who knows? But there's a clip going so viral of her sitting on, like, a workout bench, and she takes her hair out, and she's like, sometimes I like to take my hair out like this because it reminds me when I was 16, crazy little girl in the Bronx running up now the block.
And she's like pulling her hair out, like, crazy. Yeah. And she like goes in a full movie mode, like documentary mode. She's like, crazy little girl running up the block.
It is literally, and it's so funny because when I watched that, I absolutely cringed fiercely, but I didn't know that other people thought it was crazy too. The amount of TikToks I have seen, they're like, where is this block? Like, the block don't want you, girl.
Girl, you use the block.
You cannot keep
you
using the block.
You ain't been on the block in 30 years.
Maybe what block? Where is
the
this block?
Is
I want to know. The block is exhausted.
It's exhausted.
The block does not claim you anymore.
Didn't you say there's a woman who still lives on the block?
There's a woman that made a video. She was like, baby, let me tell you something. Like, we went to the same high school. I know who you are, Miss Jennifer. This block, like, girl, this is not like some type of like crazy block thing. Like, we went to an all girls Catholic school.
Oh, J-Lo did?
Yes. Like, it wasn't this, like, so obscene, crazy, like, thing. She's like, we literally lived in, like, I forgot what neighborhood they said it was, but it wasn't, like, some, like, intense, crazy neighborhood. Damn. And it was, like, there's no, like, this isn't a thing. Like, this isn't, there's no block. Like, so now it's become this, like, super cringy, viral thing of her being, like, you know, crazy little girl.
The block is tired.
The block is, and the girl goes, like, the block don't want you. The block don't claim you. You've never done anything for us.
Damn.
Like, we're tired. Like, do not keep using us to look human. That's what she said. Do not keep using us to make you seem more human and more, like you're trying to be, like, with it. With, like, oh, my God, like, I was once on the block.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, she's Jenny from the block. Like, duh. Like, that's her always. Calling card. And that's, like, who she'll always be. But people are, like, where's the block?
Yeah.
What block and where 100%, is the block?
100%. I know someone that works really closely with J-Lo, and they say extremely positive things about her.
Really?
Yeah.
So they say positive things about her?
Really positive.
I've heard the literal exact opposite.
I know. And from, like, so many people in restaurants and waiters and just anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been a lot of negativity. And it's like, oh, been so miserable with her. You know, there's like.
But do you think someone that would work with her would not say that she's horrible?
This person would, because they told me who is horrible.
Got it.
They were like, okay, these are the people who are horrible. Yes. And then I brought up, I was like, what about J-Lo? And they were like, well, actually, let me tell you this. And they were basically saying, like, listen, she's been surprised. Like, famous for a really long time. She does a lot.
She lives in a different, like, world, though.
Like, she does. Obviously. She lives in a different world. Like, she does a lot. Like, she does tours and music and movies. Like, she does a lot and has done a lot for a long time. So she's the type of person that's just very, like, a boss. And it's just like, if you can't handle directness and, like, orders, like, you're probably gonna be like, she's so mean. Yeah. You know, but, like, she deals with, like, a lot of people. And, like, she's always so thankful. I don't know. They were like, they said a lot that I won't go into because I feel like they shared that with me and I'm not going to put it on the podcast, but
totally.
I was just like, oh, wow. And they were like, yeah. So they were like, I actually love working with her and she's great. So, but
that's awesome.
But they were like, I'm used to powerful energy and people being able to, and not take everything personal and be like, they were so mean. You know, she's like, I'm more used to that. So I don't see it that way. But if you're, like, not used to that, you may think, which she's intense. that doesn't, you know, make J-Lo perfect just because one person said that. But I was surprised.
Is, at the end of the day, like, for me personally, I like J-Lo.
Yeah.
I like J-Lo forever. Like, I really like her.
I went to her birthday tour.
The tour? Yeah.
It was, she's
incredible. She's an entertainer. She's a performer.
She is a performer. Mm-hmm. Honey, that woman can fucking move like no other. And she was turning 50, by the way, when I saw her.
Crazy.
She is such a good performer. Like, she is so, her stage presence is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I loved her. Ever since, like, I watched Selena, like, that was, like, what introduced me. Like,
is that the movie that got you?
Do you remember Enough?
Uh-huh.
That was
a really good movie. I forgot that one. That was a really good movie.
The Wedding Planner. Like, there has been so many moments, like, where J-Lo, I just, like, truly, like, loved J-Lo. And I've met her, and she was very sweet and kind to me. So I'm not going to be like, oh, like, she's, like horrible, like, at all. Like, I actually really like her, genuinely. But it's just funny that this is her getting wrecked because of this, like, little cringe clip. And I'm like,
They love to wreck her, though. They love J-Lo. To shred her. Mm-hmm. So
they love it.
It was a little cringy angle.
It was. It was
pretty, like, rough.
At the end of the day, she's a crazy little girl from the Bronx.
And that's just what it is.
Oh, my God, you guys. That's our last topic.
And that is it for today's Rapid Fire. Mm-hmm. Come back next week because we have a special guest, which we're going to be deep diving with this person on Manny's relationship issue situation.
Oh, issue situation. I'm going to use that. It's my next header. Manny Mayway issue situation.
That's a good title or something.
It's a good descriptor, I think, for me.
So tune in next week. We got some exciting stuff coming.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We appreciate you guys. Don't forget to check out my launch.
Yeah.
Use code Lorelei. And I will leave a link down below.
LunarBeauty.com.
Let us know what you think about the topics, because I need to know.
Tea. We need more.
Especially the Kate Middleton thing.
We need more tea.
We love the tea, and nothing but the tea, so help us God.
We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.